You're listening to SBS News.
The federal government's revealed its response to a highly anticipated review into Australia's refugee settlement pathways. The review, co-led by former top bureaucrat Peter Shergold, made 7 recommendations, which have been accepted either fully or in part. The government's main response was to set a goal of having half of all refugees accepted into Australia living in regional areas by 2022. Immigration Minister David Colmans told Macquarie Radio the measure's in line with the other plans the government has to reduce population growth in major cities.
Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane account for 70% of Australia's entire population growth. So what we're doing is saying a greater proportion of migrants in the future will be settling outside of those big cities to help take the population pressure off the big cities, and at the same time support regional communities.
President of Rural Australians for Refugees, Louise Redmonds, welcomed the announcement.
The government's focus is very strongly on regional resettlement, and this is one of the recommendations in the report, and the government has supported that. So that's a very important aspect to us.
Among the other government responses are pledges to create a Coordinator General for Migrant Services within the Department of Home Affairs, develop new employment and visa pathways, and bringing existing refugee services closer together. A new trial of the Adult Migrant English Program, enabling tuition to occur outside of classroom settings, has also been announced. Mohammed Al-Khafaji is the CEO of the Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia, or FECA. He's happy the government's accepted the review's 7 recommendations.
Some politicians in the past have utilised negative rhetoric towards refugees and migrants for their benefit, and unfortunately we know that creates a lack of social cohesion in the community, and many refugees in the past have said that they feel they don't have a sense of belonging in Australia, and I'm glad that the government has accepted and recognises that it's everyone's responsibility to make sure that we create a positive narrative around migrants and refugees.
But Refugee Action Coalition spokesman Ian Rintoul's sceptical about the government's announcements. He says the coalition's long used refugees as a scapegoat for problems in Australia, including congestion issues.
There is a problem with the report. It seems designed to give preconceived answers. It begins with the idea and that there is an issue of congestion. There's an issue about regional resettlement that somehow particularly applies to refugees. It's not a premise that we accept, and I think it has influenced the way in which the report has been put together and also very obvious in its recommendations.
Evan Young, SBS News.